The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Happy Halloween. Okay, is that it? I don't know. I'm not crazy about the holiday, but we wish you all the very best. It's great to see the kids dress up. I remember when the kids were in elementary school, and Charlie still is, and they have a little parade, and they go around the school, and they all dress up. But I don't understand. I don't quite understand the ghoulishness of it all with the, you know, with the stabbings and the blood and the fake blood and all that. Never understood that. Never liked that about Halloween. But we wish you all the very best, and we hope that you can trick or treat. Now, it's raining throughout New York, so it's on and off, as you heard Joe Lundberg say. So hopefully you'll be able to get some by the time school is out, you get some trick-or-treating in. But down in my neck of the woods, Al is just making me laugh. You know, I'm in the rural area of New Jersey, so it's like way out there is like houses.
You're in the forest. Like, let's be fair. The rural. Rural means there's human contact within like a quarter of a mile. Your area is so vast, the FBI can't find you on GPS.
It's called Witness Protection. That is the name of my estate out there. Estate.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
No, so listen. So you really, literally, you have to walk maybe a half mile to the house. You got to go up and hill. So
and yell at the neighbor a mile down the road.
Trick or treat! Trick or treat out there! No, it'd be funny if the lady. If that cleaning lady comes out of the woods, man, that'd be scary.
I'm here. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm
here. Yeah.
Trick or treat.
You got the check?
We hired this gal, man. Then she just disappeared. And then she went, so Al thinks she went into the woods.
Right. Like, children of the corn.
She's going to come and haunt me, man. So I have to tell you, so this. I don't have a pumpkin. I don't even have a pumpkin.
Who's going to see it? Except for the crows that come by. Come on. Who are you kidding?
The crows.
And Otis. Oh, pumpkin? I mean, come on. Who are you kidding? You could leave your Christmas decorations up. Nobody would know that you hadn't changed them. I mean, come on. Let's be fair.
That's a great idea,
right?
Man.
The house is already in a rustic red. You might as well just leave the Christmas decorations up. That's it.
Oh, my Lord. You know, so I didn't get a pumpkin. I felt because we're in Italy. I got to get a pumpkin.
You can get one today, probably half off.
And carving. Remember the carving? The pumpkin carving? None of that.
We didn't do that on Staten Island. You bought the pumpkin like already painted. You know, like you go to the grocery store and they already have the pumpkin is painted. I first discovered carving
there's
pumpkins.
There's plenty of pumpkin.
No, now there is. But back in my day, in the 80s, we didn't carve pumpkin. Could you imagine if I would have said to my mother, let's carve a pumpkin, she would have stabbed me with a knife.
I dispute that. I will not dispute that maybe it's more widespread now, but there were people carving pumpkins on
the street.
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't happen.
Absolutely.
Fake news.
No, we would always, every year we would go to Captain Frank's farm. He's got this beautiful 88-acre farm, and he would grow pumpkins. We would pick the pumpkins, and we would go with the rides and everything. But, you know, now the kids are older. Now, Charlie, we're traveling. I just got home, and now I'm pumpkinless. Pumpkinless.
Pumpkinless. It's like a movie.
What?
Pumpkinless.
My life.
Joe Piscopo in Pumpkinless. The horror movie everyone wants to see.
But I get a good deal on it. I get 99 cents.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The sales are like 90% off. You'll rack up.
Oh my Lord!
You'll have pumpkins for next year.
We wish you all the very best on Halloween. And then I feel guilty because I got to go. This is interesting. And I know there's news, but I'm not. Sometimes before this microphone, and I know it's our responsibility that we are news because we're the flagship station for Salem Media. But I'm watching this Democratic resolution authorizing the public hearings and offering guidelines for questioning of witnesses. You know, this is the quote unquote impeachment process. I don't even want to give it like any credibility by talking about it because it's so bizarre. And people are saying like, did you tweet out that New York Post front page? That's hysterical.
Yes.
It's like my goodness gracious. It's like Halloween. They can't be serious that we're taking this seriously. So I'm just as an aside, I'm going, and I should go down and see Charlie, but now I think that they're doing something because they can't trick or treat because it's raining out. Do you send your kid out in the rain trick or treating? I guess, did we go out in the rain? I don't even remember going.
Of course we did. What is this? It's raining. You can't go out. If you're going with your kids, get them an umbrella. Get him an umbrella hat. Put a jacket on. Come on, stop this. This is absolute garbage.
Go as Mary Poppins, and you can have the umbrella.
Right, exactly. That's what somebody said. Somebody said, go as Mary Poppins. It's done. But seriously, all of a sudden now rain is going to stop people from trick-or-treating. Their kids are crying because they can't get candy. They got wet. Oh, poor baby.
So I'm back. We're back in it. We're at Rockville Center tomorrow, Saturday night. Saturday night at Rockville Center. Don't forget, we're going to at the beautiful Madison Theater out there, and we're going to have a show with John Cagliani at the piano, and we're just going to have a blast and do my whole big show out there. People keep saying, Joe, you got to go to Long Island. Got to go to Long Island. We're at Rockville Center at the Madison Theater. If you go to Joe Piscopo at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, or you check me out on Facebook or on Instagram, you can find out all the information there at the Madison Theater. But Dan, this is so funny, and we'll get to the news of the day. We'll talk about the World Series and all the lobbyists and the lawyers. They all won. The Nationals won great, and we love the team and we appreciate the young players. But I was rooting for Mattress Mac and my buddies in Houston. But we wish the Nationals all the very best, so they won. But now, is this funny though, Frankie? I'm going to. This is called the Chambers Center for Well-Being in Morristown. This is it's really opposite of everything that I do. I'll hit the weights heavy. I will go into the gym, and I'll do, like, last night it was late, and I felt pretty good. I said, I'm working out, and I worked out hard and heavy. And I got a torn rotator cuff. My knees bothered. I still worked out. That's my attitude. Onward and forward. So then I got a call from a mentor of mine, Ray Chambers, just a brilliant, wonderful man, now an ambassador for the United Nations, and he's helping children actually dealing with malaria. He dropped the death rate from malaria down dramatically and helped these kids in Africa. He's the guy that really rebuilt, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people feel the same way, rebuilt his hometown of Newark, New Jersey. Now he has the Chambers Center for Well-Being in Morristown. Deepak Chopra is going to speak. This is Saturday. Deepak's going to be November 6th at the Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown. He's got a new book, and Deepak, that's all about, just calm down. So Ray called me, and he knows how hectic it's been, and he's been such a good friend and a mentor to so many of us. And he said, Joe, you're going at a speed way too fast. He says, come to the Chamber Center for Well-Being in Morristown, and you could get acupuncture, and you could get settled down, and you could get some kind of, you go into like this cryotherapy thing that kind of day, and you will just walk out feeling. And so I'm going to do it today, Frank. I'm going to go today.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear about it.
But I didn't want to say, because I love Mr. Chambers so much, and so I'm indebted to him for enlightening me how to help out the less fortunate. This is this man's credo. St. Raymond, we call him, around the Newark area. So I'm going to go, but I mean, is it, do you think it's going to, I don't know that I can calm down. I mean, if they're going to acupuncture, ow. I mean, I'm going to try it today, so I'll report in tomorrow and see. But it's like, ow. The only person worse than this is be getting Al to go with me, because there's no way.
I'd love to see that. Well, I mean, Al's into reflexology and stuff. That's the same as acupuncture.
I love massages, and right. I'm going to see the chiropractor today. Believe me, it'll work. It'll work.
You do well. You know what? You're right, Al. You do take time to do that.
I do. Oh no, no, no. Listen, I love a good massage. It relaxes you. It puts you in the right frame of mind. Whether you're going to drink beer or go work out or whatever.
Especially if your masseuse is named Svetlandia.
Her name is not Svetlandia. It's Christiane. Come on, get it right.
Well.
listen. She got her son got very offended when she heard about this. He heard about this Svetlana comment. So you know.
Oh, what's her name? What's her name?
Christiane, like Christiane Amanpour. That's her name.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, this is what I'm going to do, and we'll report in. But maybe that's what, look, acupuncture for your knee or your cryo. It's like a cryotherapy where they kind of cryo's 15 minutes. They kind of freeze everything in your body. Look at me. This is going to be great. I'll have to report back into you. But I
want to see Joe in like the lotus position. And yeah, he's just sitting there, and they're burning the incense.
No, but to
and
me,
somebody pokes the needle in him.
You know, and one of the most calming people you would meet is Deepak Chopra, as you know. So can you imagine me with Deepak? You know, so,
hey, Deepak. How you doing? Calm, Joe. Stay calm. It is a pleasure to meet
Deepak,
you.
Deepak, come on. Let's go. Where are you going, Deepak? Relax. Please relax. Me. I can imagine. This is going to be a good one.
Joe, put the coffee down. We don't drink coffee here.
I'll get a call. Please don't come back.
Yeah. Joe is a little too high strung. We need people who are a little calmer, less caffeine.
No, this is great. I appreciate my friend caring about me. Oh my God, going so at the speed I'm going, because I got to tell you, the knee, Frankie, it was good in Greece, and I'm climbing all over in my Joseph Abboud shoes. I'm climbing all over to the top of the Acropolis. Everybody's got sneakers on. I look like, you know, with the Banlon socks and the shoes. Who is this ugly American? Oh my gosh! But it was good. It was good support, and I felt okay. Then I got the meniscus fix, and then we really were walking around a lot in Italy. We were walking around a lot, and now I feel. And people say, Joe, you should ice it. And of course, I don't do any of that. So maybe I think it's time I go to the Chamber Center for well-being. Lord knows I need it like that. And because it was. But you know what? A bunch of troopers we had on that trip, Frankie Five Boroughs, huh?
Absolutely.
Were they going?
That's for sure. They were going.
I mean, they were like, we would walk, we would go, and we would get going, and they just loved it. Now, hey, we're going on the gondola. I said, the gondola? I went to St. Mark, and I said prayers at St. Mark. They went on the gondola. You said you didn't take the gondola.
No.
You right in Venice? You didn't go there? Where did you go?
I don't remember. I think to a church.
I don't remember. What?
No, I think I went to the tour of St. Mark's. Basilica. Yeah.
Which was great. Anyway, hey, so Joe on the radio and getting through. You know what I wanted to ask you, too, before we break here and we go to our guests? This Jeffrey Epstein situation and what Michael Bodden said. Did you see that, Frankie?
I did. Yeah, very interesting.
I'm telling you, and again, it's Halloween, so this is like more like a Halloween kind of subject. Epstein, the guy, they say he committed suicide. Did you buy that for a second? I did not. I did not buy that the guy killed himself in his jail cell. Did not. Then you hear Bodden on the Fox and Friends yesterday, and he says that they should dig deeper into the death of the multimillionaire, that it was indicative of a strangulation. Do you think, now is Attorney General Barr looking into this, Frank? Do you know where we're going with the next step on this?
I haven't heard that. I mean, from what I understand, I think what they were looking into was, you know, potential misconduct by the DOJ. But once they got rid of the warden over at the MCC, I don't think it really went much further than that. So I don't know if there is a larger criminal probe. I hadn't heard of one.
Yeah, well, we'll check it out. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 8:18 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Russ Salzberg's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And Kevin McCullough, too. Kevin's got a great event going on tomorrow. It's Dining Out Dialogues with Donald Trump Jr. It's tomorrow at Bobby Vann's. Do we have a time in that? Yeah.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. So here, the reason that here's what happened yesterday is Jerry was in here with us and promoting this event. And Jerry gave Kevin a compliment. And what did I say on air? I said to Jerry, you know better than to give Kevin a compliment. Because if there's one guy who you cannot give a compliment to, it's Kevin.
That's not true.
No, it is. Because his head is so big already.
So stop.
No, I'm serious. You cannot inflate it anymore. If anything, you need to take him down a couple of pegs. So sure enough, it is true. So sure enough, I go into Jerry's office. No, Kevin's a friend of mine. Kevin's a client. I invited Kevin to my wedding.
Real close friend.
You're very close.
No, but he did
go to Frank's wedding.
No, it's like, you know, it's descriptive. It's not negative. It's just descriptive. It's like, you know, people say, oh, Frank drinks alcohol and smokes cigars a lot. I wouldn't say, oh, I can't believe you said that. I do drink alcohol and smoke cigars a lot. So anyway, so I go into Jerry's office and he says, you know, when he begins the conversation with a sigh, Joe, how it's going to go from there. So he says, we just heard that Donald Trump Jr. is coming at 3 o'clock now instead of 5. And we've been telling everybody that he was coming at 5. So we're concerned. Now, Kevin is blowing up his phone while I'm in the office with him. And, you know, Jerry's dismissing him pretty much. And he says, I don't know what I'm going to do with this guy. And so basically, Jerry and Kevin asked if they could come on and inform our listeners who are planning on going that if they want to see Donald Trump Jr., they should get there at 3, not at 5. So
it's okay, it's 3 o'clock then.
3 o'clock. It goes till, I think, 6 or 7, okay. And you'll be able to see a live broadcast of Kevin's show from 5 to 6. But if you want to see Donald Trump Jr., you got to get there at 3.
All right. Well, that's good. And that's a great booking by Kevin. I tell you, Donald Trump Jr. is a good guy. Kevin's a great broadcaster. Did a great show sitting in for us. And this is at Bobby Vann's in Midtown, by the way. And Kevin will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And Russ Salzberg, too. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you. Debbie, how you doing this morning? You're all rested up. You got bumped up to first class. Lucky you on the way home, huh?
How did that happen?
I wish you didn't tell him that, Debbie.
Yeah, really.
He's going to be impossible for the rest of the show now.
I know. He's going to keep thinking about the lady that has a compression stockings next to him.
Oh, the lederhosen lady. With the bare feet, I was like, gross.
Oh.
And she starts putting on her stockings, and she said, and this. So I'm waiting to get onto the plane. And Air France, big shout out to Air France. They did a great job. So I go, and we're in a line, and then there's a lady that's very loud and very, forgive me, Jersey-like. And this is the conversation as I'm waiting to get in line on the plane. And I'm going, oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Debbie's in first class.
I'm dealing with this lady behind me. Listen. So I'm going, hey, no, my God, my God. And I'm going, oh, God. I said, that's so embarrassing. And she's speaking English, unfortunately. And she's American, which is even more unfortunate. And I'm embarrassed because we're in a foreign country. We're in Paris. Please be nice.
And ironically, Debbie met in first class the person that took your luggage when you guys arrived in Rome. Remember when your luggage disappeared?
Yes.
Oh, listen, funny.
So stay with me now. I know we're breaking. Stay with me. So then we get on the plane. I go, all right, now I see first class. No, I'm not going to do first class. I'm going to be of the people, for the people, and I'm going to go into business class. I go past business class. No, not so much. I went down. They put me way back down. I'm like in coach now.
You're by the bathrooms.
Stewardess, I have a spot of tea.
Les chutes ont tendu à nos hôtels de la cotonne. No, cheapo. Cheapo, you're cheaper than the economy. Economy. I was in economy. And you can't argue with the French because it sounds so nice when they talk, you know?
Yes, merci.
Then the lady, I sit down. Who do you think's behind me? The lady talking really loud. I got her right behind me.
Oh, no. Oh. So much and for then, sleeping.
Listen, as we left, 7 hours later, when we finally land, listen, the lady gets out. There's a piece of luggage, and it falls on her head.
It
fell on the lady that was talking loud. Well, now she starts with
now she's quiet.
She went with the expletives. She's using the F-bomb. She's yelling out. Oh, man, what a ride home, baby.
Oh, that was definitely more entertaining.
Did you see that lady? She's yelling at the husband. Husband's going, please, honey, calm down.
Well, you had entertainment on your flight home. See, pure entertainment.
Boy.
That's great.
My God, only me. Only me.
Meanwhile,
and you're up
sleeping.
You're flying home.
I'm sleeping.
This is nice.
Joe's got some lady putting on the stockings next to him, yelling in the back.
She's flying F-bombs. And I want to turn around and go, this is Air France. You're with another country's airline. Could you please act decent as an American? She couldn't care less. Lady walking around with her lederhosen on. Oh, my God. What a flame.
Oh, pure entertainment. I love it.
Back to reality, Deb. Here we go.
That's it.
Let's go. Debbie's looking out for H23 Debbie on the road. Oh, my. 970 the answer.
My face is hurting from laughing. This is awesome. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's go out to 84 westbound, heading out toward exit 7 into Newburgh. It's an accident in the right lane to Conic southbound at Yorktown. An accident there. Southbound Bronx River Parkway at the Cross County. A collision. Inbound GWB 25 to the upper, 15 to the lower. If you're heading to the outbound GWB upper, it's construction. Lincoln 20 in. Holland still about 30. Traffic is moving slowly as you take your ride to 78 East exit 12 with an accident cleared out of the way. And watch for slowdowns as you head over to the southbound side of the New England Thruway right into the Hutch. All lanes subject to closure because of some ongoing police department activity. We're still seeing delays southbound West Side Highway at 125th with an accident there. Staten Island Expressway eastbound still heavy. Victory Boulevard through the Verrazano. LIE West at Motor Parkway. An accident working there. Rain today for Halloween. High of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul about New York's Workplace Development Initiative. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Katzenmatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
The chilly weather is here. The holidays are around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair, even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. To top it all off, you can always book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor. I love these guys. I'm a customer. They make it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush. To find the right pro at a fair price, just go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today. Homeadvisor.com.
Big Mike Gallagher. There's the man right there. 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, 8:27 with Joe on the radio. If you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy that you used to. You got a scratchy kind of throat. Allergies. You know, you got to try Balance of Nature. I remember even. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but one of our top sales guys, Frankie V, who put together the whole Perillo tour. You know, and he's taking a charge of this whole Balance of Nature journey. Well, he has all the Balance of Nature. And by the way, Frankie has, how much Balance of Nature does he have in his desk? Because he's like, we all hover around Frankie V's desk to get Balance of Nature. Am I right? He's like right there, right? He has everything for us. So he had like allergies. So I got these allergies, and I can remember distinctly Frank sneezing and just feeling stuffed up. So Dr. Howard, I witnessed this. Dr. Howard says to Frankie V, our sales guy, he says, you got to, this is, and he tells Frank exactly how to take Balance of Nature, what to take Balance of Nature, when to take Balance of Nature. Frank's allergies are gone. I witnessed this. It's amazing. He's clear and everything. And the same thing happened with me when I asked Dr. Howard, what should I take? How should I take it? I told you, you take this, you take double doses in the morning. I'll tell you what, nothing shy of miraculous. This effect from Balance of Nature. And these aren't clinical studies. This is just me observing how Balance of Nature helps other people. Frankie, Debbie, Al, and we wanted to help you. And this is why we are offering you a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order. You know you got to try it. You just got to try it. And you go, you just, for, I'm telling you, for a little while, you're going to feel so much better. 35% off. It's a discount with free shipping, by the way, on your first preferred order, A Balance of Nature. Now, the offer is going to end at any time, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, okay? Here's the number. You know it. We made it easy for you, so you remember, 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com, please. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 829 on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, it's good to be home. It's good to be home. And
she's looking mighty fine.
There we go, baby.
She's stepping right.
Big Al went saw Bob Seger last night. Hey, you know what you got to do if you want to check it out? And to our, a big shout out to our buddy Rudy V, Swag Dad on Twitter. He found a video that I did. We did a parody of Thriller, and it was on my first HBO special. Yes, it was my first 100 years ago, except it was, it's so apropos for Halloween. So thank you, Swag Dad. And Rudy, thanks for putting that up there because it's a lot of fun. We did that, and I remember pitching that on SNL. When I was on SNL, I said I'd like to do a parody of the Thriller video. That, you forget how big that was when that came out. Oh, my goodness gracious. Remember that Michael Jackson was all the rage? And I said, I'll turn into Jerry Lewis. And we'll do Jerry Lewis. So I remember Dick Ebersol, who is a brilliant producer, by the way, and a friend. And he really, really did a great job as producer of Saturday Night Live. Dick Ebersol did. And Dick said, nah, I don't think so. So I remember just the boss told you that. You got to listen to the boss, right? And I'm a good soldier. I went, yes, sir. Okay, we're not going to do it. I logged it, you know, in my brain. And then we shot it. On 16mm film, we shot it for the HBO special. So it's that. So Rudy found it. Some, I don't even have it in my archives. So we found it somewhere. So we invite you to go on Facebook. We should maybe post that on the station. The station website. It's me doing the Michael Jackson thing, turning into Jerry Lewis. So it was kind of funny. I think with Jan Hooks. With Jan Hooks from Saturday Night Live, she played opposite me. It was a lot of fun. Hey, so it is Halloween, so we wish you all the best, and it is going to rain. Now, Frank, did you say, will some towns postpone trick-or-treating because of the rain, you said?
Yeah, this is absolutely absurd. Several New Jersey towns are, and I'm sure this is going to happen in other places outside of New Jersey, are postponing Halloween because of rain. I can't think of anything more absurd, but that is indeed the case. Here's the list, partial list. I'm not going to read you all the towns, but this is a partial list of the towns that are postponing trick or treating. Bordentown, Buena Vista, Hammondtown, Hampton Borough, Harrison Township, Lacey Township, Mantua, Millville, North Plainfield, Ocean City, South Plainfield, Upper Pittsgrove, and Vineland.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So they kind of, all right. I don't know, but Al, you say go out, grab an umbrella.
You have to. That's the day that it is. That's the day that it is. You know, it reminds me, during the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt changed the date of Thanksgiving to lengthen the holiday shopping season. And so states rebelled, and they kept celebrating Thanksgiving on the day that it was supposed to be. Many states, although some states adopted the new date of Thanksgiving, which they called Franksgiving, because it was Roosevelt that gave it to them. Except, of course, Texas being Texas, they celebrated both Franksgiving and regular.
But you got to remember, the only time that really Halloween has been postponed in the last 20 years was after Sandy. Governor Christie had declared, because it happened right around Halloween, and Christie said, you're not going to have Halloween. We're going to have it a couple of days later because they're cleaning streets, they're cleaning trees, all kinds of stuff. Okay, that's a legitimate reason to postpone a holiday. But during Christmas, if it snows, they don't go, can we wait till the snow melts? And then instead of December 25th, we'll have it on December 30th. You don't cancel New Year's Eve because it's too cold in Times Square. I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. These parents are ridiculous. They're all snowflakes. This is where I have a problem with parents with this. Like, get an umbrella, get a raincoat, and go take your kid out and get candy.
I'm guilty as charged. I am just I'm a drone parent. I really am. I worry about that all the time.
But Joe, there are parents.
Candy. Before you eat it, let me see the candy.
But Joe, there are parents that are hovering around their kids now, right? Because they're going out trick or treating. They want to go as a group with their friends or whatever, and the parents all get together. I've seen parents the last couple of years who's drinking on the street while the kid is, you know, going to get candy or whatever. Now all of a sudden you're telling me a little rain and you don't want to get wet? Oh, boo-hoo. Stop.
It's so true. 8:34 with Joe on the radio. Mark Mills will join us, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Russ Salzberg coming up in the next hour. Kevin McCullough as well. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. I mentioned the actress Jan Hooks. And may she rest in peace, by the way. She died way too young in 2014. But she was great. She on my first HBO special. She went from there on to Saturday Night Live and just remembering fondly the gal that helped me make that thriller parody that I did on the HBO special. So great. So Jan, rest in peace. Hey, 8:34 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by. He's got the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The 46th annual Village Halloween Parade steps off this evening in New York City. Rain or shine, it's the city's only nighttime parade, starting at Spring Street around 7 o'clock, and then it continues up 6th Avenue to 16th Street. The theme this year is Wild Thing, encouraging costumes that draw inspiration from the natural world and one's inner beast. 6th Avenue and 10th Street is considered the best viewing spot, but you'll want to get there early to beat the crowds. Governor Murphy is just not making the same kind of money he made in the past. According to partial tax returns released by his office yesterday, Murphy and his wife made around $2.2 million in 2018, way down from the $6.8 million he made in 2017 when he ran for the governorship. The Murphy's overall net worth is estimated to be around $50 million. Despite the governor's salary of $175,000, the family earns its main money from stock investments, but their wealth is primarily left from his work as a Goldman Sachs executive. Their holdings are currently managed within blind trusts. In sports, Knicks lost to the Magic 95-83. Nets beaten by the Pacers 118-108. The Devils blew a 5-3 lead in the third period, lost 7-6 in overtime to the Lightning at the Rock. And the Washington Nationals are World Series champions. They beat the Astros in Game 7 by the final of 6-2. The home team lost every game in the series. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. On the J, Z, and M trains, it looks like normal service resuming after earlier signal problems. Some F trains are Express Kings Highway out through the area of Smith Street. It's all due to some signal problems there. We're still seeing volume LIE West at Motor Parkway with an accident waiting for you. Heading over to the inbound GWB, it's 20 to the upper, 15 to the lower, Lincoln 30, Holland about 35 in from 1 and 9, a bit better from the New Jersey Turnpike extension. The New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur southbound, that's stop and go past 15W because of an accident. And we're still seeing delays this morning over on 22 eastbound getting out through Greenbrook. It looks like a broken water main. Stop and go on the eastbound Bruckner up by White Plains Road because of a sinkhole reported. Southbound West Side Highway in the 120s, a collision in the right lane. Rain today with a high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
This is a solicitation of insurance by eHealth, an insurance agency offering plans from different insurance companies. No government or Medicare affiliation. The described coverage is not available in all counties or cases. Paid actor portrayal. Hi, I'm Dave Nemeth.
And I'm Barbara Niven. You may have seen us on television talking about an all-in-one card that has the Medicare community talking.
The one that gives you coverage for hospital care, doctor visits, prescription drugs, in many cases, even eyeglasses and dental care.
For a monthly price that some people find too good to be true.
Except it is true.
One card, one company, one complete package of Medicare benefits designed to help you get well and stay well.
Now that's something worth talking about.
Watch your mailbox or learn more online at onecardnow.com. That's onecardnow.com.
Please don't put this off. It's too important. Visit onecardnow.com for free information with no obligation. That's onecardnow.com.
Joe on the radio, 839 on AM 970, The Answer. I love the rain. I'm a pluviophile, which means I love the rain. So it is rainy today, and but we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Like Al said, it's not that serious, right? Trick-or-treat is on. Hey, here's a tip for financial success. Develop an estate plan. Have you done it? You've been putting it off. I know. Now is the time to do it. Maybe you don't think you need one. Wrong, lady, wrong. An article in Forbes magazine advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan to double check beneficiary designations. You know, you may not know what that means, but I know that you should call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They'll walk you right through it like they did with me. They're great at helping folks like you and I navigate these complex situations. Connors and Sullivan will help you identify the best solution when it comes to wills, to trusts, powers of attorney, health care proxies. You keep putting it off. I put it off for years. And then I told you, my son Joey, my consigliere, said, Dad, you should talk to Mike Connors about this because, you know, you've got a situation, you got a lot of kids, where's the money going to go? So I sat down with Mike and I met Bridget over there, called Lisa over there at 718-238-6500. Beth, Mike's wife, is there. Justin, Kelly, Rose. This is a great, great team over at Connors and Sullivan. They make you feel completely comfortable. It's very down to earth. And Mike Connors is the guy that knows more about this than anybody. So we invite you to call for your first initial free consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. Here, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself on the radio. Catch Mike Connors Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning, 842. I'll see you in Rockville Center at the Madison Theater out there this weekend. We're going to have a lot of fun. Very, very excited. Love going out with the cats. I have the privilege of going out with some really, really talented musicians. When we were at the Columbus Citizens Foundation and we were there at the Hilton, Columbus Day weekend, I'll tell you what, we played with the AFM Cats from New York, the American Federation of Musician Cats in New York, and they were brilliant. Rick Gordon conducted for me, and it was just spectacular. Now we're going out to the Madison Theater, Rockville Center, we have John Colyani, one of the I don't want to be too dramatic, but probably the best jazz pianist in the country today. Like, unbelievable. And John will be with me, so we're going to have a great time. I'm taking Mikey out with me, so we're going to have a great time out in Rockville. And people always go. My friend Eric always go, Joe, you got to come out to Long Island. I'm going out to Long Island. And then next week, we do the St. Francis Pantries, and that's on Pier 63, I believe, in New York as we get there. That's next week. I think that's on a Thursday night, and it's called Doodles for Hunger, and celebrities do these little sketches, you know, and then they auction them off. Jeannie Pirro will do a sketch. Everybody does a sketch, and then they auction it off, and I'll be performing there as well. So then we got a lot. I'm in Kansas City, and then we're going out to Oakland, California, and we are all going around. But I hope to see you out there because I love when you come to the show, and you know I love meeting you. It's 8:43 with Joe on the radio. Mark Mills is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Mark, welcome to the program. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we heard this plan. We wanted to call you, Mark, because we heard Senator Schumer has this plan to have all cars in the country be electric by 2040. Is this indeed a good idea, Mark Mills?
It's a terrible idea for every possible reason that it's being offered. I mean, it would be brutally expensive, unbelievably inconvenient. It would help China increase costs and not make a whit bit of difference to its claim to purpose, which is ostensibly to reduce global carbon dioxide emissions.
Yeah, and I can't stand, you know, I'm a General Motors guy, Mark. You know, we advertise a Route 22 Toyota, and I even go there for my General Motors stuff, and they're great. So, I like a car. And then someone said all GM vehicles are going to be electric. Tell me and explain. Yeah. If you're listening, please listen to Mark Mills, because this is what gets me about electric cars. Making a battery for an electric car probably does more harm to the environment than 100 Hummers on the road. I mean, am I right when I say that?
It's a mild exaggeration, but I can live with that. let me just stipulate one thing. I like electric cars. I like engines. Back in my youth when I was immortal, I raced motorcycles. I was a mechanic. I like engines. I like electric cars. Elon Musk has built an amazing machine. I mean, even with subsidies, rich people aren't stupid. They wouldn't buy the car if it wasn't a good car. It's a good car, but it's a car for the 1%. The idea that the battery as a way to run the car changes cars is silly. It's an option. It's another way to feed the horse, so to speak. If we changed the fodder for horses 120 years ago, no one would have said, we have a transportation revolution. So electric cars are nice. It's an option. There's a lot more now than there used to be. But making batteries is just as complicated as making internal combustion engines. And more importantly, it has bigger impacts on the environment because their quantities of materials needed to fabricate them is incredible. A battery in an electric car weighs 1,000 pounds. 1,000 pounds. I mean, it's just half the weight of an average mid-sized car. And it takes 500,000 pounds of materials somewhere on the planet to be dug up and processed to make that battery, which leads to carbon dioxide emissions somewhere else, which is sort of like a carbon dioxide debt. Never mind that it also involves mining in places in the world that aren't as careful as we are, including Congo, where they have kids mining the critical minerals needed to make batteries. It's just a bad trade. It's fine as an option, but for the whole country, it's just silly. And I've said nothing about costs. It would cost the country something like $2 trillion. Never mind Washington's made-up money. More than $2 trillion to get a lousy outcome.
But what do you think is behind this proposal then, Mark?
Well, you know, I'm a physicist, not a politician. But like everybody, I have opinions about politicians. It's electioneering. Like, it's jumping on the bandwagon of what the Green New Deal. Everybody wants to have a bigger, bolder plan. I'm 100% on board with better cars, more efficiency. Who is it? You know, if you can get the same nice car with all the options and features and it consumes less energy, who wouldn't buy that? But would you pay 20, 30, 40% more for your car to save a little bit of energy? We know the answer to that. No. You know, this is a factoid that I didn't even know until I looked it up recently. I suspected it was true. 70% of all cars that consumers buy in America now are SUVs or pickups. 70%.
Wow.
That's what people want.
Yeah, I agree. And isn't the material, just to reiterate what you said, Mark Mills, isn't the material for these vehicles produced in countries that have almost no environmental regulations?
Well, of course. I mean, some of the materials are produced in our friends in Australia and Canada. I'm from Canada, so, you know, a shout out for my buddies there. At least I was born there. But a lot of the materials are produced in Congo, Bolivia, Russia. I mean, you know, places, China. I mean, China produces infamously all the so-called rare earths, you know, the magic elements that make motors and batteries have unusual properties. But and we used to, by the way, we stopped liking mining some years ago. So we drove our miners away. They go to Mexico. They go to Argentina, Chile, not here. But yes, you put your finger on it. So we're exporting mining. We're exporting mining jobs. We're exporting pollution. We're exporting money in order to meet an electioneering promise of the fiction that somehow there's a magic that if you drive an electric vehicle, it emits nothing.
This is great. You know what? Also, I was up in Sudbury in Ontario. I love Canada.
Yeah, I've
had the privilege of playing all across the great country you come from. But really, Sudbury was hurt by weren't they for mining for batteries? Is
nickel,
that, what was that true?
Nickel mines. Yeah, nickel mines.
Yeah,
back in the day, nickel mining. The whole world mined. Let's call it improperly for a long time, right? Everybody became environmentally well, not environmentalists, but environmentally aware, and we cleaned up in the West how we mine. So we can still mine. Canada mines a lot of stuff still, and they do it. I mean, there are a few countries that are more environmentally sensible from an environmentalist perspective than Canada, and they're a big mining exporter, so they can do it. We could do it. We should build more electric cars, by the way. I think it's great to have it as an option, but an option is different. If it were truly a revolution— we all know this. The government doesn't have to order you to buy something that's revolutionarily better. You didn't have to order people to buy Model Ts to replace horses. It was so much better. Everybody was eager to buy them. It became cheaper. If electric vehicles are, in fact, better and they become cheaper, you won't be able to stop people from buying them. But that's not what's happening. They're a nice option for the 1%. They're not a replacement for most cars.
All right. Great conversation. Mark Mills, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. A great conversation, Mark. Come back and keep us posted on this. And we'll talk again, my friend, and all the very best to you.
Thanks. Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Mark Mills right there, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Hey, 8:50, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. You know, Debbie, I always worry, talk about traffic, talk about cars. I went up to this beautiful place in Canada, and I remember seeing the landscape by Sudbury in Canada was in Ontario was, like, devastated. I said, what that's from? They said, well, making batteries for electric cars. They have yes, because you have to get, like, cadmium and nickel and all these things that strip the earth. Now they're back. Sudbury is back in a big way, but they stopped doing it. But they forget to tell you about that when they say electric cars. It's the battery in an electric car, it hurts the environment. So I don't know what the answer is, Deb. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. I do know you're looking out for us, Debbie Duhaime, and we always appreciate that. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, I see an accident on Hempstead Turnpike in Hempstead. Looks like an accident investigation. We'll keep an eye on that. It's busy on the eastbound Bruckner at White Plains Road with a rough road surface. Reports of a sinkhole over there. Westbound Bruckner jammed up in toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. It's kind of busy on the eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel with an accident. Stop and go Staten Island Expressway, East Highland Boulevard through the Verrazano Bridge. Westbound belt slowing down by Farmers Boulevard. And we're still seeing delays on the southbound West Side Highway in the 120s with an accident in the right lane. Inbound GWB down to a 10-minute delay. Lincoln 30, Holland about 30. It's going to be stop and go on the New Jersey Turnpike. Eastern Spur southbound getting down past 15W with a crash over there. And on 287 North, exit 2 in Edison, a collision, stop and go on the Bronx River Parkway North at the Cross County with a crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the bias from the left.
48% believe the president should be removed from office. 56% disapprove of FBI Director James Comey's recommendation not to charge Clinton. The point is, more Americans felt Hillary should have been charged than feel President Trump should be impeached and removed. Did you give a rip? Did you care about popular opinion then, Democrats? Media?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Attention all football fans, patriotic Americans, and all Joe Piscopo fans. AM 970 and Army Football are bringing you a once-in-a-lifetime experience you don't want to miss on Veterans Day weekend. For the first time ever, Joe Piscopo and AM 970 will be hosting the Ultimate Army Game Fan Experience at the iconic Mikey Stadium. You now have a chance to buy VIP tickets to the November 9th Army Game against UMass. These are exclusive tickets you can't get anywhere else. Your VIP Fan Experience ticket will include parking pass, game ticket, VIP pregame party at the suite in the Kinsey Center, food and beverage, and you'll get to enjoy all of this with the one and only Joe Piscopo himself. The early bird special price tickets are sold out, but don't worry, we still have a few tickets left for a steal of a deal. Be sure to go to goarmy.eventbrite.com now to get these tickets for just $84.99. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com. Tickets are limited. Get them while you can.
I've been telling you about Parry and Sons for a while, 854 right now, with Joe on the radio. Now, after 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches, you know what? Glenn and Maria are retiring, so Parry and Sons is going out of business after 100 years. But this is great for you, great for you, and a big thank you to Glenn and Maria for all the great work and being so great for their communities. You know, right, really, right there, they were in Clifton, and then right there in Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Now you can get up to 70% off of everything at Parry and Sons. They have to liquidate everything in the store. Everything at Parry & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. You know, they've always been known for superior quality. You know, I told you I got the cross for Charlie for her first Holy Communion. Beautiful. The diamonds are just so beautiful. They know diamonds better than anybody at Parry & Sons. The watches, the designer jewelry. Remember I told you I've always looked at all these beautiful stones that I saw when I would go there, and I took my watches to Glenn to get them all fixed up, and indeed he did. But now, this week you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parry and Sons, going out of business sale. It's going on right now. It's right there in Franklin Avenue in the beautiful town of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Parry and Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes. Parry and Sons.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
8:56. Joe Lundberg has the weather. Hey, Joey, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Hanging in there. Suffering from a little bit of a cold this morning, but we're doubling up on my balance of nature today.
I'm telling you, it's going to work, man. That's exactly
yes,
what
is.
You're supposed
it's
to
go
do.
Away pretty quick.
Joe, you've been so on the money with the weather. We got rain. The pluviophile in me loves the rain, of course. But we have a lot of trick-or-treaters out there concerned about what's going to happen. So what are we looking like throughout the rest of the day?
Kind of rainy right now, but I think the rain showers kind of taper off. And there's not much that will happen during the afternoon and maybe even into the early evening hours. So if you're going out trick-or-treating this evening, I think, you know, bring the umbrella along. But it's going to be warm. Temperatures probably in the upper 60s and quite breezy. The heaviest rain, that holds off till late tonight, till almost midnight. There'll be a band of rain, maybe some thunder and lightning, some strong and gusty winds that'll go through. That's the front. That gets out of here by morning, and then it's just windy and chilly tomorrow with sunshine and temperatures in the 50s, and it stays dry for the weekend.
All right, but trick-or-treat time after school, just a little mild drizzle, you're thinking, maybe?
Yeah, I just think a shower or two. I don't think there's much in the way of rain, and certainly not going to be any steady, heavy rainfall during that time period. That waits until well after dark, till probably like 10 or 11 o'clock at the earliest.
All right, Joe. Well, you sound great, man. Double up on the balance of nature. How's the allergy report, dare I ask?
The allergy report brought to you by Balance of Nature is low today.
Your balance of nature. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it always, my friend. Thanks so much. Joe Lundberg right there, a meteorologist on AM 970, The Answer, from The Answer Desk, 857 with Joe on the radio. Russ Salzberg is going to join us. You know, the Nats won the World Series. Washington Nationals won the World Series. And a big congratulations, by the way, to the Nationals, because they were a young team. And when you see the young players and how great they did play, and it was a great series, we wish them all the very best. I was a Houston guy because of Mattress Mac. Jim McAvoy was my guy. And remember he went out and he was going to give, if the Astros won, he was going to give everybody, you know, free mattresses, and he kind of bet on the Astros. So that did not happen. I was hoping that would happen. Plus, I was in Washington. Aren't they all lobbyists and lawyers? Is that terrible to say? Oh, no. Kevin McCullough's going to join us. Hey, Kevin's got a big event tomorrow, 3 p.m., Donald Trump Jr. at Bobby Van's in Midtown. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be, I'm telling you, when Donald Trump Jr. shows up, I've seen it. And Andrea Katsimatidis, forget about it. That's an event happening. And Kevin McCullough will be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. And he'll jump on the air with us coming up. Mike Gallagher at 10:05. It's Joe Piscopo. It's Frank Morano. It's Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's a busy week for the New York City Council. Yesterday, the council passed the City Streets Master Plan. It calls for 250 miles of new protected bike lanes, signal priority for buses, and more pedestrian plazas. The council also passed a bill which bans the sale of foie gras in restaurants and stores starting in 2022. They also voted to ban horse-drawn carriages from operating in Central Park when the heat index, and not just the temperature, feels like 90 degrees or above. The famed Peter Luger Steakhouse in Brooklyn has been taken apart in a food review by the New York Times. Times food critic Peter Wells gave the legendary Williamsburg Eatery 0 stars in a new review. The restaurant has been serving up steaks since 1887. Peter Luger's owners say they are committed to making great meals for their customers.